The chairman of the National Media Commission, Kabra Ablie-Emeshe, has renewed call for the passage of a national broadcasting law to regulate the country's broadcasting industry. He made the call when answering questions at the Media for Democracy Convention on the 2012 elections organized by the Ghana Journalists Association and U.S. Embassy in Takoradi. The convention, which was under the theme Towards Free, Fair and Peaceful Elections, the Role of the Media, was attended by media personnel, stakeholders and representatives of identifiable groups. We bring you more on the story.
The Media Commission Chairman, Kabra Ablie-Emeshe, said the national broadcasting law should be progressive to address concerns of the public about the broadcasting industry. He said frequencies are located on business and technical grounds, and the NMC, which is to regulate the industry, lacks resources to do so. Mr. Ablie-Emeshe said the NMC has the necessary framework to impose sanctions and is only charged to use all appropriate means to regulate standards. He said the Private Broadcasters Association has come out with a code of conduct for its members, but this is not binding. The NMC chairman asked civil society to join forces with the media to advocate the passage of the law. He said the NMC is beefing up its monitoring scheme and complainant settlement committee to look into complaints for the elections. Professor Kwesi Jonah of the Institute of Democratic Governance said Ghana is emerging as a beacon of democracy in Africa and urged the government to continue to be totally committed to ensuring credible elections this year. He said the country would derive numerous benefits when the elections are conducted free and fair, as this will open the doors of investments in the country. He said one of the challenges of the election is that neither of the two major political parties seem to have prepared themselves psychologically for defeat. Professor Jonah said this could lead to trouble and tension in the event of electoral defeat because both of them are sure of winning. He said another challenge is the creation of the 45 additional constituencies by the Electoral Commission because it does not seem to have bipartisan support, adding that the numerous legal cases against the EC could stall the electoral process.
That was the news desk report.